But I just stepped out to the Family Mart that is literally around the corner from where I live. It takes about 30 seconds to get there. And if you've ever been to Japan or Korea, you know that Family Marts are everywhere. Well, I can't speak for Japan, but when I first mentioned that I have a Family Mart near my house, a lot of people who have traveled to Japan were pretty interested in that. So I think it has a big following over there as well. But yeah, Family Marts are everywhere in Korea. And actually, in my district of the city I live in, there are, I think I can count at least 5 Family Marts. And our district isn't really that big either. And that's not even including the GS25s, which is another convenience store chain, and 7-Elevens. But yeah, I just stepped out there to buy a Georgia canned coffee, which is kind of a ritual. I drink one every Saturday and Sunday in the morning. And it was kind of weird because usually when I go to that Family Mart, there's nobody else there except for the store clerk, obviously. But I just went to buy my coffee, and there were these two old guys buying cigarettes, and I don't know what they were asking the girl who works there, and she looks like she's in high school or maybe in college. Whatever they were asking her made it seem like she was really uncomfortable, because she was just like nervously laughing the whole time. And I think part of it may have been that the guy who was actually buying the cigarettes, I think he had severe hearing loss, because she kept saying stuff and he's like, eh? Eh? So I think maybe she was just laughing at the sort of over-the-top nature of the conversation. And then I look over and I realize that he's buying like 5 packs of cigarettes all at once, probably some for his buddy that was standing behind him. And then instead of going outside, he decides to stand at the counter and start unwrapping one pack for himself and one for his friend. And I think he might have asked the girl if she had a lighter. And she didn't, obviously. So then he turned around, and I think he was going to ask me, but then he realized that I'm foreign and probably don't speak Korean, and so he just walked out. But while I was standing there with my Georgia coffee, I realized that I want to buy a coffee machine. Now, I'm not really sure if they have French presses here, but I really like French press. My brother used that, and I think that's probably a good idea, just because it's so easy to use French press as opposed to buying an actual coffee machine, which is more complicated. And I think French press tastes better. It's kind of difficult, from what I've seen, to find a cheap coffee maker here. And I think that's part of the reason why, or maybe it's just the other way around, why South Korea Koreans love instant coffee so much. Now, there are districts, usually the university districts in Seoul, that have a lot of cafes, and that's sort of gaining popularity over the past couple of years. Just these little cute, sort of unique cafes. Yeah, most Koreans, it seems like they drink instant coffee, or canned coffee, like I'm drinking right now. So I think it's probably going to be difficult to find a coffee maker that isn't like $150, which I don't want to spend that much money on one, because I'm trying to not spend, I'm trying to not buy much stuff for my apartment, because I know that I'll probably be leaving in a year or two. So I think the only things I really bought are, I bought a little table that I can sit on the floor with and like eat or drink stuff. Oh, I bought speakers that were only like $40. The first ones that came actually were terrible, so I had them sent back, and the model I ordered, the first ones they sent was completely different from what I had ordered, so I was a little bit mad about that, but then I sent it back and they sent me the actual model, and it was good.